ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Because the divinity desires to imitate the Supreme Lord, he is covered by Maya. He cannot imitate the Lord, nor can he become the Supreme Enjoyer. This is not possible, and when we think it is, we become conditioned by Maya. Thus, the engagement of the living entity under the clutches of Maya is brought about by forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. Under the influence of Maya, the living entity becomes exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. Such a person speaks all kinds of nonsense. When the living entity is covered by the influence of Maya, he becomes a so-called scientist, philosopher, politician, or socialist, and at every moment presents different plans for the benefit of human society. All these plans are ultimately failures because they are illusory. In this way, the living entity forgets his position as an eternal servant of the Lord. He instead becomes a servant of Maya. In any case, he remains a servant. It is his misfortune that by forgetting his real contact with the Supreme Lord, he becomes a servant of Maya. As servant of Maya, he sometimes becomes a king, sometimes an honorary citizen, sometimes a brahmana, a shudra, and so on. Sometimes he is a happy man, sometimes a prosperous man, sometimes a small insect, sometimes he is in heaven and sometimes in hell, sometimes he is a demigod and sometimes he is a demon, sometimes he is a servant and sometimes he is a master. In this way, the living entity wanders all over the universe. Only when he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master can he understand his real constitutional position. He then becomes disgusted with the material existence. At the time, in full Krishna consciousness, he regrets his past experience in material existence. This regret is very beneficial because it purifies the living entity of material conditioned life. He then prays to the Lord to engage in his service. Another time, Krishna grants liberation from the clutches of Maya. Lord Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Devihi esha gunamari mama maya duratyaya mam evahi prapadyante maya vetam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who are surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Only by the grace of Krishna can one get out of the clutches of Maya. It is not possible to get out by mental speculation or other activities. When the living entity understands his real position by the grace of Krishna, he keeps himself always fit in Krishna consciousness and acts accordingly. Thus, he gradually becomes completely free from the clutches of Maya. When he is strong in Krishna consciousness, Maya cannot touch him. In this way, in the association of Krishna conscious devotees, the living entity can get free from the contamination of material existence. In this connection, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Tade Krishna Bhaje Kare Gurura Sevana Maya Jala Chute Paya Krishna Charana. In the Krishna conscious state, the living entity engaged in devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master. In this way, he gets out of the clutches of Maya and takes shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So, Srimadhya 22.25. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा पदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साधुजातं सर्वना रघुनाथान्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं वरीजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणाधरिताशुविशाखान्वितं स हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशाधिकान्त राधाकान्त तप्त काञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधेन्द्रावरेश्वरी वृषभानुचरे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या.
Because when Bhagavad Gita is there or similar scriptures are there,
when the knowledge is, we hear a lot of lectures, we hear so many lectures and conversation, or you know, Prabhupada lectures and other devotees, senior Vaishnavas giving lectures. We know this, we again and again, you know, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul, Krishna is the supreme person, you are not the enjoyer, you have to serve and, you know, do devotional service to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam. This is what we are going to discuss, right? There is nothing new, not that every day someone is coming up with a philosophy. Philosophy is based on Bhagavad Gita, based on Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Acharyas have given the, you know, Mahajans have given the writings. So we just repeating that, but the point is, the repetition is there till we able to act on that. So it may happen now, it may happen in a moment, it may take some lifetime. So one time Srila Prabhupada, Rukmini Mataji, she is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, so she was and the time of initiation, so Prabhupada saw, and then Prabhupada said, "Oh, you look very beautiful." And then Prabhupada gave a beat and then gave instructions. He was saying, Prabhupada gave an instruction that now you are beautiful, so now you try to become beauty within. You are externally beautiful, try to become beauty within. So she considered that is a lifetime project. So, even it may be a simple thing, but to act on the platform of spirit soul as a servant of Krishna, it takes a lot of purification. So, here the living entity is spiritual in nature, and material identification. So, what happened at the moment? We forget Krishna. So it's like there is only one position in only one position or one master in the spiritual world. We can't have two leaders. There is only one leader, one master, that is Krishna, and everyone is servant. So if we are competing or if we are aiming that for position, then we need to forget Krishna. So a master is there, a servant is there. When the master is there, the servant will not do any mischief. There is no scope. Very rare. In the absence of master, the servant can sit in his chair. The servant can do things which the master do. He can use his paraphernalia. He try to, you know, imitate like his boss. We have seen, you know, sometimes if you see that someone is cleaning the chair or something, the CEO office. Then you feel, oh, let me sit in this chair for 1 minute, you know, how it feels. Let me press the bell. You know, some desire comes, right? So he may not, in this life, he may not achieve that because he knows he is a servant, he is just cleaning. But then for a moment he feels and sits like, you know, it's in. So one has to forget Krishna to imitate him. Otherwise it's not possible. In any case, in a normal dealing also, if a person is there, if you want to mock a person or imitate a person, how many people can dare to go in front of that person? It's not, you know, very palatable, right? If someone mocks you in front of you, and then everyone laughs or something, you don't. So you need to go away. Or your picture is removed from that scene. Then the person can imitate, right? So similarly, so Krishna, if you want to become like Krishna, or if you want to imitate Krishna. Like, want to become the enjoyer, controller, the supreme operator, everything, then Krishna has to be removed from the picture. So that forgetfulness is given in this material world. So, Prabhupada gives an example of the sun and the sunshine. Both living entity and Krishna are brilliant like sun. They are like very, like sparkling, shining. But the living entity loses its shine because it is covered by the clouds of Maya. When the cloud comes, you know, we couldn't able to get the sun rays. Like suppose if we are, imagine we are having a sun bath, like a nice beautiful weather and nice sun, very, very pleasing like that, and then we are nicely enjoying, and all of a sudden we feel cold. All of a sudden we feel the breeze and it gets, you know, difficult. And then we see the clouds are coming. The cloud covers the sun, and then you feel the difference immediately. You feel, oh, this is getting cold. Then we are in the duality. Before also we are feeling heat, we feel it's good. And then we cold. So immediately we feel the change. So similarly, when we are the sun and the sunshine is covered by the clouds of Maya. It's covered, then the shining is gone. Then it's dark. Even the material world, the material creation is compared to the dark clouds. One corner of the spiritual world where everything is dark is covered by the dark clouds of Maya. So here you can see that. So so when I was reading this, I was having thought, is it that when a person, you know, so imagine you are standing in and then your sun is there. Is it because the Maya covering the soul we forget Krishna? Or we want to forget, that's why Maya covering? So is it because, one may complain, I beat you because you scold me. And if someone asks you, why you scold me? Because you beat me. It's like a loop, we think it's because of the ignorance that Maya is covering. Or because, Maya is covering, I'm ignorant. So Prabhupada answered this question in the purport. He said, we desire to imitate. We want to imitate Krishna. The desire is there within us. So for example, the clouds can be anywhere. It is moving. But then the person who wants to be independent and imitate Krishna, then the cloud is covering him. Immediately capturing. Even in the 14th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, three modes of material nature, the key there is the enjoying propensity. It's like the glue which makes the living entity stuck in this material world. Even, that material energy is inferior and the living entity is superior in nature. But then when the superior living entity sometimes want to misuse the resources of the material energy and want to lord over and enjoy, that is the trap. That is the trap actually. If you see the flower is so beautiful. And then the nectar is in the middle that actually attracts the insects. And some plant which captures, the pitcher plant, something is there, where the plant actually eats the insect. So if you see the flower, it is like a pitcher plant, it's like a pouch kind of thing, and there is a lid. Or some, closing light kind of thing. So it looks good and everything. And as soon as the insect is going inside to taste the nectar, what happened? Immediately the plant, which was there, immediately captures it. And then he's bombed. Then he cannot escape. So this is how it's the inferior matter, the inferior energy is there and the living entity is there, but as soon as when it comes to enjoy, then you get the effect of it. It's like you want to, if you see a clay or something, if you want to play with the clay, then if you put your hand, then what happens? Then you get the dirt in your hand. And then the moment you want to clean and everything, the dirt gets spread everywhere. So you need to understand this. So that's how happening when you want to imitate, when you want to be like Krishna, then Maya covers and then the forgetfulness is given. As we discussed earlier, we need to remove Krishna, we need to forget about Krishna, then we can enjoy or imitate him. So Prabhupada gives actually a good definition of conditioning. Here he says, conditioning means when one is convinced that he can enjoy in this material world. This is called conditioning. Prabhupada here, you know, explained. So, one is convinced that he can enjoy in this material world, that means he is conditioned in the material nature. So, Prabhupada also explained that coming again sun, you know, when the living entity wants to come back to the sun, will make him very shiny. He is not very expansive because he is very small. The sun is so big, but the ray of sun ray, very, you know, very small, sunshine ray. So, if he wants to come back, then he can see the sun and he can see himself. So, we heard this analogy that when we are practicing God realization, then the subset is self realization. One can see oneself and then one can see Krishna. By seeing Krishna means one can see oneself. So then we move to the second part. So first part we see how the Maya covering. Second part, so what happens when the living entity is covered? So Prabhupada gives the first line of the second paragraph. He says, the person is exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. So ghost means, you know, like a one physical but then two subtle bodies are there. Then because of the influence of Maya, then he gets his identification, designation, position. So I am the scientist and philosopher. Prabhupada gives a list of people. So you get that, we forget the true ego, we forget the true spirit that is the servant of Krishna. And then he identifies himself with so many designations. Whichever is close to our heart, we actually identify with that designation. Our designation changes keep on. You know, when we are finishing school, we say, I finished, and when entering into college, we say, I'm a master of this, I'm a PhD of this. I am, you know, I am the manager of IT company. It goes on, it changes. So the more thing is, then Prabhupada says the living entity makes plan. Now here Prabhupada gives a bigger picture of planning to benefit for the human society. First of all, we plan for ourselves. Then we plan for our extended family. Then we plan for our society, caste and national, international, and then altruism, all the philanthropic works comes. How to comfortably enjoy sense gratification. This is what, how one should not get any hindrance or obstacle in enjoying the senses in full capacity. How one can sleep nicely, how one can eat nicely, how can one defend and one can increase procreation. So these are the welfare activities, just looking after the bodies. So here one plans to enjoy plans, but the problem is the plans are failure. Because why? It is constructed on an illusory platform. The word smash is here actually, because every plans is a futile, it's gone. We know that. We have made so many plans, materialistic goals, but then what happened? It is smashed. It is like if you want to make Krishna happy, they say you go in front of Krishna and tell your plan. Yes, Krishna will be smiling. There are so many factors are involved, not just if everything goes as per your will, then you must be God. You should think that everything happens as my will. Only Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Nothing moves. Even a grass doesn't move without the sanction, without the will of Krishna. So the plans is there. Plans to enjoy actually. So as you know, it is like if we get a parcel. We get a parcel or we buy some stuff. Then there is two things called. One is called gross weight and the net weight. Gross and the net weight. The gross weight is always big and the net weight is small. Right? So what happened? It's like that. Our gross weight is like the imagination or we thinking how much we can plan for be happy. Like we are expecting a plan of execution, then we expecting imagining our happiness, and we are in the different world in phantasmagoria. What is that?
Phantasmagoria.
This is Alice in the Wonderland. Lego's world. You know, the child is the children, if you see, they are into different world actually. They build their own hospital and police station, and then build that helicopter. There's a big land, and there's a Lego's land, a La La Land. It's like, it's a different land actually. And then we are in that, we are planning, okay, my execution plan will be like this. I will be able to encounter the sense objects like this, and I will enjoy the sense objects like this. We go on and on, and the mind is so beautiful actually in that, because it gives you the card which you to make you happy. Basically, the material nature will seduce you in the thoughtful process of enjoying the sense gratification. It will give you the perfect plan and perfect imagination. And it will drag you one after another, and it is so coordinated. It will go from one point to another point like that in a very beautiful continuity, very smooth operation. As if, you know, everything laid down like a rose garden, like that, you know, flower petals, no thorns. And it is so beautiful how it actually works. It is good to observe. If you observe, it is like very enticing. To forget ourselves in this plan of material enjoyment. What about the net weight? Net weight is like, you know, what happens when you are executing, okay, fine, one is thinking, feeling, and then want to build, then comes obstacle. In order to achieve that plan, there are so many other plans are there, which need to fulfill. Like in order to go to the achieve bigger plan, then when you are trying to do enjoying the material, then you come up with so many other obstacles which need a small plans. Like if you're going and driving a highway or something, there is a board called concealed driveways. The concealed driveways means it's not very clear the driveway, but there are driveways that exist. You have to be very careful, because it's not like a normal intersection or something. It can come from this, it can from that direction, it can from that. So many concealed driveways are there. That means, you know, anytime you can. So something, it happens when we are planning in material enjoyment plans. When we are trying to execute, then there are so many concealed plans are there which comes upon and pops up, which was not taken into account when we are dreaming. So it's like, you know, I was thinking, like a roller coaster ride or something. You know, we have roller coaster ride with so much plans are taken that I want to go into the ride or something. And then, you know, you're planning, and then you're going there, and then you're waiting there for 30 minutes to get into the ride. And then even after this, so many plans and delay and everything, obstacle, then you get into the ride. The ride finishes in 1 minute. Then after that 1 minute, when you come out, because, you know, whatever you had, everything, you know, you came, and then you vomit. So your plan did not include this detox program, which you didn't plan for it. But then you were thinking of this ride for so long that I will end, because when you see the roller coaster ride, they will put a promotion, or they will take you, then when you go out there in the side, when you see it's so attractive, oh my god, this is so, people are screaming inside, but then when you outside, when you see, these people must be enjoying such a nice ride, you know, it's going up and down like this, you know, and it's swirling, and the excitement is there, and then, you know, you're so enthusiastic, looking forward, then you take your family, plan for it, just for this ride. And then when you go there are so lot of people there waiting for the ride, and then you have to stand in the line for 30 minutes and 45 minutes just for 1 minute ride. And then when you are in that ride, You are completely miserable. And then when you come out, you have to suffer. You are vomiting, you are throw up, your head is spinning. I remember one time we were in one ride, and one of my friend is also was there in the ride. We tell him, come, it's okay, nothing, it's just a, you know, like a normal ride, come on the boat. Then once the person, my friend was on my boat, and then you know what happened? It was totally miserable. He was shaking literally, and he was crying, and you know the tears are coming. I thought it's the tears of joy or something. Because he was sitting next to me, I can't see. Then he's holding my hand and then he was screaming. And then the person was sitting out opposite side, he can see the face, you know, how it, and then he said, stop it, something wrong is happening. Then the ride has to be, you know, stopped in abruptly in between and stop, and then we have to escort this person out. We see, you know, how, and then it is so, we think, you know, it's, what happened to this guy? It's so exciting. So this is how, you know, the plans, when we are in that plan, the gross weight doesn't match the net weight. Even if it is there little bit, that's going to finish in few minutes. So what to do then? Then what happens? Then when we are making plan, it's good. There are two things there. There are more things are there. One thing is, it's good to take the consequences into consideration. That if you do certain activities, what are going to be my consequences? Is it going to be beneficial for my Krishna consciousness, or it is going to be something which is not conducive? Then second is very important, that we have to bring Krishna in picture. The moment we are making plan, the moment we are doing some kind of execution or thinking, that means we are putting ourselves as enjoying. So when we bring Krishna in picture, then we are placing ourselves in front of the sun. As the moment we bring Krishna in picture, Krishna is the enjoyer. This object, this thing is not for me, it has to be given to Krishna. But Krishna is merciful, like if we see any gulab jamun or rasagulla, whatever we are making, we offer it to Krishna, but Krishna is giving to us again. See, that choice, that kind of attitude that we put Krishna in the center, that's what Krishna is doing. Krishna doesn't want, you know, our material object as such. When Krishna is offered, then that becomes spiritualized, then that becomes our medicine. And then when we take it, that is purifying our heart and also our material conditioning. So that is why we have to, when we are making plan or when we are doing kind of sense gratification, which we have to bring Krishna in picture. Krishna is enjoyed, this is for Krishna. And then we consider what are the consequences. And also we have to identify what are my trigger points that we am I making into this, you know, signing up for this entanglement. Now this is very easy for me actually to speak. This is very easy. This all, you know, but this happens so fast and so shift that it is very, if you introspect again, think about it, it takes a lot of effort, because the conditioning is so deep. The conditioning of me, mine, and the false ego is so, actually, it is, sometimes you feel, you know, this false ego is so big, it doesn't allow anyone to approach. It is like a protective layer, you know, it's like the big, it is like huge actually. We think we you know, I'm humble and everything, but time and time Krishna actually tests our false ego, actually manifest. Like the Hulk, you know, like if you see that there's movie Hulk, this person is like normal human, but someone agitating, he becomes a beast. Like that, our false ego is like that, either it is like that, but then when someone agitates, then it becomes like a big. So we have to see how we can. So then, Prabhupada writes in that saying that everyone has to be served, everyone has to serve. This is the intrinsic nature of a soul, to serve. And here serving, if we are not serving Krishna, then we are serving Maya. Prabhupada writes, it needs to serve someone, so they serve Maya. But then, under Maya, they are tossed by the dualities of this material nature. So Prabhupada gives an example. As a servant of Maya, he sometimes becomes a king, sometimes an ordinary citizen. A brahmana, a sudra. Sometimes a happy man, prosperous man, and a small insect. Then he becomes in heaven, sometimes in hell. Sometimes he becomes a demigod and a demon. And a servant, and sometimes master. Bhagavad Gita says, Braha Brahma Puna Loka Punaravatani Arjuna Mahapatirita Kamutaya Puna Janmana Vidyate. From Brahma or and from the Brahma Loka to anywhere, he has to come again and again. We take different role, different position, different dualities are affected by the dualities. So then how then one come back? Like when he is engaged or when he is in the cloud, and Prabhupada gives that he get in touch by somehow or other, get in touch with the bona fide spiritual master. Kuru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. He say right, Brahmanda Pramite Konaba. The Jiva is going roaming in the universe, in different planetary systems. By causeless mercy that he come in touch with the bona fide spiritual master. Very rare. Devotees are very rare. You know, we can understand right now the situation in lockdown. We can appreciate the Vaishnavas and devotees are very rare. Not many people are inclined to spirituality. On top of that, not many people are devotees of Krishna, Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas and very rare. And what happened? This is a beauty actually. When you come in touch with the spiritual master, the living entity actually regrets of his past material activities. You have seen that. So many people, when they marry, they say, oh, I came to Krishna consciousness after marriage. I should have come before. Even some devotees, one time I was walking and then there was another devotee who was working, family devotee, grass ashram working, and he was helping in the service. Then I was thinking, you know, he has to work so hard, man. You know, outside he has to work, he has to pay bills, and he has to, and now that he is doing service, is such a, you know, such an endeavor actually, like that. And then that person was thinking, this guy, you know, what he is doing, he doesn't have job, he doesn't have anything, he's just roaming in the temple, what a life he is having, like. And then interestingly, we had a conversation with him. I asked, you know, he said, how can you do this? You don't want job, you know, you don't want to do job, or you don't want to marry, you don't want to do, how can you do this? You know, this is what kind of life like that, he was asking. And I was asking, he was telling, you know, I was thinking the same, what kind of life you are doing? You have to work hard, you know, do this, do that. So it's amazing to see how Krishna is reciprocating both. We are thinking that person is, you know, struggling, and the other person is thinking this person is struggling. So, but irrespective, we regret sometimes. Oh, this is, you know, I should have not done. Because, see, what happened is, this is what I thought about it, that because you have done certain material activities before coming to Krishna consciousness, and this has been there in your subconscious mind, and it is a very strong impression is there in your subconscious mind, and this will come back again after a few years in Krishna consciousness, and you would have felt, you know, if you would have known, I would have not done. If someone is, you know, taken drugs, or someone drank alcohol, or someone eat meat, or someone, you know, listen to in cinema songs, more subtle things also, you know, some BGM, some background song or some movie song is playing, we immediately recollect. We immediately, you know, thought, oh my God, then everything comes about, you know, all the, again we talked about this. So sometimes the jiva regret of his activity, and Prabhupada said this regret is beneficial. Because this regret is the purification from material contamination. See? So one should not feel bad because he has done so many bad activities. But then, that regretful heart is actually the purification of the contamination of material activities. That's what Prabhupada said. And then after that, then he prays to Krishna. Actually, we have come to the third point, I think. Anyway. Yeah, so what happened? So that when it comes to devotees, then that is, you know, these things happen. Then the third is how a jiva come out of this wonderfulness. So Prabhupada explained that part in the last bit. Then he quotes that verse, famous verse, Daiviyeshe Gunamayi Mamamayi Advaratyaya Mameve Yukapadyante Mayametan Taratyate. So when the living entity, this given energy consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But you surrender to me can easily cross beyond it. So earlier we were having some discussion that the same analogy we were talking about the sun and the cloud. And the interesting thing is the cloud is formed by the sun. The formation of the cloud, we can see in early age we have studied that the cloud actually takes the water from the sea or absorbs and makes a cloud, and then it actually dissipates in the particular position. So it is divine energy because it is acting under the will of Krishna. Without Krishna's will, not even a grass move. This energy is acting under the sanction and the will, supervision of Krishna. And then one surrender to Krishna, then this energy is overcome. Otherwise not possible. So Prabhupada gives that by mental speculation, by own endeavor, this is not possible at all. One cannot come out of this material energy, this maya. It's very difficult. It's like we are tied up. Gives an example of a rope. That we tie ourselves with the hands and legs are tied. Then there is difficult, very difficult to release oneself. Someone has to come. Krishna, Krishna's representative has to come to unbound, to release the rope. Then it's possible. Someone is free can unbound. Otherwise, not possible. So, grace of Krishna when one surrendered to him, not possible by one endeavor or mental speculation. And Krishna, Prabhupada gives a strong statement here. When he is strong in Krishna consciousness, Maya cannot touch him. See, when he is strong in Krishna consciousness, Maya cannot touch him. That means, as long as we are in the sunshine, we are receiving guarantee in facing the sun, then there is no covering of clouds. We have to make our endeavor that we are standing in the sun all the time. Or, in other way, we are in the fire. As long as the spark is in the fire, it is good. As long as the rod is in the fire, it is good. As long as you are in the epicenter, it is good. You know, like in a music festival, there is one place called, you know, mosh pit area. You know this area? This area is a mosh pit. It's just in the opposite to the stage, in the center of that place, where like you are, you know, squashed and congested, like, you know, you are like in the middle. You're totally absorbed. You're totally absorbed and you are like, you know, in the middle. So this is like, we have to be in like that, in association of devotees, in the mosh pit of Krishna consciousness and absorbed. Then Maya cannot touch. So how can we be strong in Krishna consciousness? So this is famous. We always hear, always remember Krishna and never forget him. Total absorption in Krishna consciousness. We have to inquire atato jigna brahma, atato brahma jignasu. We inquire, right? When we come into spirituality, we inquire. Similarly, when we are in Krishna consciousness also, we have to inquire. Self-inquiry, we have to assess ourselves. In order to get the knowledge, we know, we inquire, submissively serve, render service, then the self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you. They have seen the truth, submissive service. So similarly, so if you want inquire, and then the final thing is, so, bhakti yoga ki yoga. So, you know, we have to inquire when the, if the goal is to achieve Krishna, right? If you have to go Krishna, the two ways there. One is by voluntarily we upset into Krishna consciousness, otherwise Krishna come to us. Krishna is waiting and Krishna come to us. Krishna come as a form of death. Materialistic, Krishna comes. Second part is we go to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If we are at, in a goal Krishna, we cannot escape this goal. Krishna will come. Krishna will come either it's the time is only separating. Then if we are convinced and we think that okay, Krishna is there, then we need to do something to achieve the goal. We can't be in a utopian world where things will go automatic fashion. That will not happen. That will not happen as long as we are not doing anything. So we have to do something. So that's why we can stay strong. When Maya is there, we can be strong in Krishna. So we have to inquire, we have to assess ourselves. So then engage in Krishna conscious activity under the direction of spiritual master. That way, in this way, one can get out of Maya and take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the final conclusion of this verse, but Prabhupada gives them from the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gives this verse, says that in the living entity engage in devotional service under the direction of spiritual master. In this way, he gets out of the clutches of Maya and takes shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. The spiritual master is not necessarily the Diksha Guru. Don't wait for your Diksha Guru to come once in a year and give instruction to you, and even not many Guru will give that instruction. Right? Not that in a yoga catch and then I'll give you instruction. No. Spiritual master means anyone is instructing you is your spiritual master. Anyone who is above you, who is working, who is your authority, who is your guide, mentor, so many Siksha Gurus are there. Krishna is pleased when we serve the spiritual masters. That way we can achieve Krishna. So we saw this three part, that is how the Maya is covering, what happened to the living entity when he or she is in Maya, then how one come out of the Maya. That ends the purport. I'll also finish my class and let's see if anyone has any addition, comments or questions. Otherwise we'll finish the lesson. Thank you. Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.